For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I will sing forever of your love, come down.
Especially these days, we're fast running out of time. And sometimes we forget it's almost over. And God wants us to understand His plan doesn't change. His agenda will carry through. The despots that are trying to seek to change things will be cast aside shortly, you will see, and God will have His harvest. How many of you believe in a barley harvest? None of you. Barley harvest, that's the first one that gets harvest. Then the wheat, right? Well, the barley harvest comes. That's before the rapture, and it's going to be over 1 billion people. Hallelujah. How do I know? A little birdie told me. Oh, hallelujah. Anyway, I got a different change. I'm going to bring you certain teachings from the Word of God. Some of you better buckle your seats. You might not quite like it. That's beside the point. I can leave whenever I want. You have to sit. And God wants us to understand that He is the communicator of His Word. He'll give us revelation. All we need to do is follow Him. When I, about 20 years ago, 30, I said, Lord, I don't want to be an old wineskin that busts when you pour in a new wine. I want to be expendable. And God allowed me the grace to be expendable. What do I mean by expendable? Well, if you listen to different preachers today on YouTube, they're not expendable. And they got followers. So why aren't they expendable? Because they don't allow. They're comfortable with that old wineskin. So God can't do a lot with it. I always say Christians are a lot like blind people. Well, there were these five blind people that were led up to an elephant. And they were supposed to each touch the elephant from a different point. They had somebody to take them there. And they all touched the elephant. And then they took them back away from the elephant. And one guy said, what is an elephant? Oh, it's like a rope. I jerked on it. It's like a rope. The other said, no, you're wrong. It's like a trunk of a tree. I felt it. The other said, no, you're wrong. It's like a barn wall. I felt it. It's big. And this is how they communicated with one another. That's how Christians are today. I don't believe this preacher because I don't agree with him. How do you know what God showed him what to preach? Are you God's policeman that you know what to tell him? I don't think so. I've never heard of the Holy Ghost having a preacher, a policeman here. We're all sent by God. And we better be careful that we do not grab this elephant by the tail and, hey, that's what an elephant looks like. It's like a rope. Do you get the meaning? Hallelujah. Hope you do. Because as I continue in these messages, you will see what I'm talking about. But I'm going to stick to the meat, or should I say the milk, of the Word at the beginning. It tells us in Titus chapter 2, in verse 11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for what? That blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So it gives you instructions on how to live when you are a Christ one. And we should always look for that blessed hope, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That'll give you something to think about if you want to switch on that pornography channel. Maybe Jesus will come back. I better switch it off. I better not go to the bar. Maybe Jesus will come before I get out of there. Because you are in trouble, I'm in trouble if I follow the worldly lusts. Because he says, look for the glorious appearing of Jesus. And then it'll help you to keep walking in line. That's what had happened to me. I always figured Christ could come at any moment. I want to be expendable and I want to walk for God. Hallelujah. And he allowed me that luxury to walk for him. If I get this thing to move, I'll be able to finish preaching. Aha. There you go. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. He gives some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Is apostle and a prophet here today? Nope. They went out with the apostles. That's what a lot of teachers say. That's what a lot of teachers say. No, they are with us today. Why? It's written in the same passage as pastors and teachers, which we are willing to accept sometimes. I didn't say all the time. Hallelujah. You don't accept some teachers all the time. But the apostles and the prophets are here. It's all you have to do is have a relationship with God. Don't listen to any other people. Listen to God, and you will be able to determine the true prophets of God, the true apostles of God, and you will see the evangelists and the pastors. So it's your fault if you do not know if there's a prophet out there. It's because your relationship is not what it should be. And that's how it works. The reason you don't see a prophet, the reason you don't recognize a prophet, is because your relationship with God is found wanting. Hallelujah. Sorry for being tough. You on the internet, you better listen. The reason you don't accept a prophet is because your relationship is wanting with God. You don't have a relationship. And that's the way it is. Hallelujah. Let him that taught the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. That means we should tell one another, debate, especially those who are in the Word of God. Speak it to your pastor. If God gives you a revelation, let me have part of it so I can check it out, so I can check it out with the Word, and so I can bring it into my services. Because we're all part of the body of Christ, and we all contribute. It's for the edification of the saints of God. It's not for us. Once it's passed our lips, it's for those who are listening. So we have to communicate with one another. So I'm going to communicate something with you. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7, everybody seems to think we're in the tribulation. This is the mark of the beast. Oh, yes, they're going to start the COVID thing. They're going to force to for us to put on masks. Don't worry about that. If you, after this mask episode we had, still put on a mask, then God bless you. Put it on. But I wouldn't dare go out into battle where they use mustard gas, because I wouldn't live very long. And that so-called virus is much smaller than that piece of cloth they put over their heads. That's to take out dust. If there's a lot of dust, put it on. Hallelujah. I used to use them when I was grain shoveling. It says, for the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. He left a short 7 period, maybe a three-year period, but I believe it'll be 7 only in different categories or ways. But it's coming. What does this scripture mean? The Lord will keep his church here. The Lord will keep the salt of the earth here. One of these days, he takes out the salt. One of these days, he takes out the restrainer, the one who's holding back. And then all hell will break loose on this planet. We're here because we haven't been taken out. Very simple. I had a bit of a talk with somebody about the Antichrist. He'll do this, he'll do that, and sometimes I'm a little scared. I said, no. Scripture teaches us to look for the Lord Jesus Christ, not for the Antichrist. Hallelujah. Have you got a relationship with God? You should know about that. If you don't, you neglect reading and studying Scripture. Hallelujah. So the mystery is already at work. We can see it all around us. But it's not going full blast. The one holding back will hold back until it is taken out of the way. We have to be taken out of the way before Mr. Antichrist, Mr. 666, can come on the scene. Hallelujah. Then all hell will break loose. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, for God has not appointed us to wrath. Very simple, in the same scripture. Study them. He's not appointed us to that wrath that God is going to pour out on this planet. It says, my fury will come up in my face, and he will allow unimaginable things to happen. We are not appointed to that. We're not appointed to be here when the demonic realm will be released on this planet. We are not appointed to be here when all the water will turn to blood. We're not appointed to be here when a loaf will cost a day's wages. We're not appointed to be here when all the fish in the sea will die. We're not appointed to be here when all the trees will dry off, when all the grass is gonna dry off. We are not appointed for that. We are not appointed to that wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we die or wake or sleep, that means to be alive or to be asleep, to die, It doesn't matter either way. When we are asleep, we'll rise to meet God in the air. When we are awake, we'll be changed to meet God in the air. So we should live together with him. Then it says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another. So we edify one another. I heard an edification from a preacher once. He said, all I can promise you is your head's being chopped off. Are you edified with that? Are you comforted with that, your head being chopped off? I wouldn't be, because it's not appointed to me to go through that period. God has his own that he is going to keep from that wrath. And by the grace of God, those who are here will always expect that and always stick with that, and not to be confused with the strange teachings that they bring around. And some are pretty sly. I've seen them all. God has his word written. It's ABCs. When it comes to the rapture of the church, it's not a mixed up platter of alphabet. It starts with a simple ABC, and you can follow it, you can find out, you can see it. So I want you to open your hearts to this, because the world will try to take you away, and many Christians today will try to detour you. Stick with what the Word of God says. We're not appointed for that wrath. And for those of you who don't know Jesus, those of you listening by the internet, if you don't know Jesus, the tribulation is going to be a party compared to the eternal lake of fire that is going to consume and reconsume and reconsume and not being completely consumed for the rest of eternity. That's what people have to look forward to if they do not turn to this great and glorious Savior who gave himself for us. The Bible says he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the what? The righteousness of God in him. The minute I accept Christ, my spirit becomes as righteous as God. And hallelujah, that's going to be mine for the rest of eternity. Do you agree with that? Or do you struggle with that? Study the Word, and God will give you the revelations, and you will be able to rejoice in the status that God has given you. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. when through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, and when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burdens gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.